from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. As the investigation into that pedestrian taxi collision yesterday morning continues, police have released the fact that the pedestrian has died. Investigators say 87-year-old Lornette Brait died in hospital in the afternoon. At about 9:15 yesterday morning, she was crossing in a crosswalk at Jubilee Avenue and McLean Drive when she was hit by a taxi turning right onto McLean. They stressed the driver did remain at the scene. His name will not be released. Canada Nickel has discovered another nickel deposit not far from its current Crawford Mine project on Highway 655 in Timmins. CEO Mark Selby says two drill holes were completed on the Reed property by using helicopters, and there's potential for Crawford-sized discoveries. He adds there could be a bright future for the nickel mining industry.
The targets that we've got, stretch all the way up to Highway 11, close to Iroquois Falls and Smooth Rock Falls, and then we've got targets to the south. So, again, in terms of, potential for the entire region, it's very, very exciting.
Selby notes the need for nickel to power electric car batteries, but most of that supply is controlled by China and Indonesia. He adds the car industry is desperate for new North American sources of the metal, and there's potential for the Timmins area to be a leader. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Ontario is setting up a $300 million Hurricane Fiona recovery fund to help people rebuild from the destructive storm. A number of homes were swept out to sea and other infrastructure was heavily damaged. The fund will provide up to an additional $300 million over 2 years starting this year. So says the government, the specifics of how it will be allocated have yet to be announced. The Timmins Public Library is looking for students between grade 9 and grade 12 to be part of its teen advisory group. Reference assistant Melissa Morin says members make book and movie suggestions and provide ideas on other attractions to get their peers into the library.
It's a benefit if they like to read as well, because of course it's the library, so they can look at all the books and they have first pick at our new YA, so young adult books.
Attending one meeting a month from October to May also contributes to the members' community service hours. We have a link on our website through which you can join the advisory group. In Country 93.1 Sports, 2 days and evenings of hockey games in the same arena are showcasing Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League players to scouts and whoever else wants to see them. The annual showcase is in Sudbury this year. The Timmins Rock play the Sault Ste. Marie Thunderbirds tonight at 6:45 and the Cross Border Sioux Eagles tomorrow afternoon. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.